City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Lennox McGee.
I'm Peter Maverick.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This Queer Cast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Always worth it. American Airlines, offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow. LaSalle Bank. LaSalle Bank, making more possible.
We're coming out onto the great big world of the pod, pod, pod. We call it the queer, queer, queer casting world. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick. And yes, 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 indeed we are. We are going off the air and on the net.
Amy's all grown up.
Oh.
I've gone from AM to FM, skipped the PM because who knows where that is, and straight to the World Wide Web, to the WWW.
To the internets.
Yes.
To the internets.
And fantastic.
I can't believe this is it. This is the last one.
This is our last FM show, terrestrial radio. Hey, we should say tonight is entirely a show for you.
Absolutely.
It's really just about us. But it's entirely a show for you. So if you've ever wanted to call and give us a shout out, we would like to invite you to do that tonight. That is what the show is entirely about. It's the last time for you to say, I'm on the radio on FM.
Hey.
Doesn't mean you can't call us on our podcast. We'll start telling you how to do that, too. But it's 312-591-WCKG, 312-591-9254. If you're a listener listening for the first time, you know, just started listening, or you're an old lesbi gay radio listener or Windy City radio listener, you know, give us a call. 312-591-WCKG. Let us hear your voice and say hi. And we're going to have some special guests probably calling in tonight.
Yeah, joining us. You know, we've been doing this thing on the internet for quite a, for about 18 episodes now. Maybe, no, 20 episodes. I think 20 or 21 episodes. So we've got some great stuff out there at WindyCityQueerCast.com. If you can, go check us out there. You can subscribe. It's so simple to subscribe to the show because we're going to keep going. This is, you know, just our last show on the radio, but we're going to keep doing it. We're going to get even more edgy. We're going to get even more raw. And I got a lot to tell you folks out there, I promise, that I just can't say on the radio because I'll get in trouble.
You don't really know the real Peter Maverick quite yet. I had to let the boy go on the World Wide Web just so, you know, you know all there is to know about me and Lennox, but you know not all there is to know about Peter Maverick.
Right, because I need to express myself in a big old way.
And
with a microphone in front of me, it works well.
So let's journey back. You know, this whole journey of Windy City Radio, which was now Windy City Queer Cast, started out as an AM show. It moved around from morning, like it was Sunday mornings. Yeah. Then it was 5 days a week in the morning. Then in the afternoon, five days a week. And I guess I'm the old timer because I came on to Lesbi Gay Radio, I guess around 90. Oh, Lordy, I'm dating myself. 97, I think.
97. I was listening then. I remember hearing you. Yeah, I remember you and Alex. And
Alexander Billings.
Alexander
Honey
Billings.
West.
I remember Honey West on there.
Jonathan Wilde, who
Jonathan
became
Wilde.
Farron Dabel. And
Charles Monroe Kane, always popping in and out.
Yes, we had Fabulous Matt Cunningham, person. Who's now on WBEZ, producer over there. Charles Monroe Kane now is with NPR in Madison, Wisconsin. And really, the guy who started it all, Alan Amberg.
Yeah.
Really was just the pioneer who said there should be gay radio. And for a long time, Lesbi Gay Radio was, you know, we were the only daily drive radio show winning a GLAAD Award. We won our GLAAD Award in New York City, won an award right after Larry King. I mean, we were really, you know, really paved the way, Alan Amberg, entirely in what we did. And back then, Kathleen Ulm, who is our promotions director, was working also with Lesbi Gay Radio. Then she left. And then and Julie Mosier, who is one of the Chicks Mix ladies.
Love
she came to work for Lesbi Gay Radio. So it's all kind of, you know, all started.
Gay.
It's all gay. Lesbi Gay
queer.
Has now become queer,
queer,
you know. But it does. It shows you just kind of how the language has even changed.
Yeah.
That, you know, we were thinking about this. I know you talk about, you know, you were really the one who was like, it's got to be a queer cast.
Well, yeah, When I first joined the radio, I mean, I'm a youngin, and I've only been on the radio, let's see, like a year and a half now, I think.
Yeah, you were guesting a little before
yeah,
that.
Yeah, a little before then, but I remember being...
You're a fast learner.
Right.
Like I said, raw, you hardly know him.
Mm-hmm. But I remember being on the UIC campus and listening to this show and being so amazed that, wow, there's gay radio out there. And I was telling all my friends that between classes, I was putting on my headphones and listening to it. And the entire time, it was so... There were all the colors of the rainbow there, which was so amazing to me, and I'm so blessed to have become a part of it. But I knew that this has to be taken to the next level. We needed to go to the next level. So I think for about 2 years now, I've been saying, we need to go on the podcast, and we need to put it on the internet and really do it. And it's important because we can have really free discussions about topics. Plus, we can reach so many more people. I think this has been such a good show for the Chicago area and beyond because we spread really far out. But I think on the internet, we can really get out there and we can really touch some people. And we can touch some people who might otherwise be afraid to listen to gay radio.
Right.
Because it's not something everybody can listen to in the comfort of others. It's not, people can't, you know, the internet allows you to be very anonymous and to absorb all this great knowledge.
Right.
And I think it's a great tool, A, for people to come out and also for people to just enjoy themselves and hear good stuff. So we've got it all for you now. And we've got even more for you coming up.
Yeah. And it's what's great is, folks, it's free to subscribe. And, you know, the WindyCityQueerCast.com site is up and it's going to grow and expand.
Mm-hmm.
It's up now. It's really easy and functional. It's two clicks of the button. And let me tell you, can't be more technologically ill-equipped than I am. I guarantee you. So
she's coming along, folks.
Yes,
and so
I'm
can
trying,
you.
And so can you. So, you know, tonight, the best thing you can do, or if you're listening to this show this week, the
Absolutely.
Best thing you can do is tell some of your friends, hey, folks, subscribe to this show.
Yeah.
Send them our link. Send them our site. Say it's two clicks and get it. Because, you know, it's something great. It's great. You can take it with you on your pod, but you don't even have to have an iPod.
You don't have to have an iPod
just
to listen
computer.
To it. Right.
So, you know, Windy City Radio, how Windy City Radio came about was that Tracy Baim, who many of you, if you went to any of the gay games, you know, is one of the executive directors of the whole executive committee and is the owner of Windy City Times.
Yeah.
She kind of had the vision that a gay organization or a gay company could be multimedia.
Mm-hmm.
And she came and acquired me and Lesbi Gay Radio. And, you know, we went through kind of the format that our producer, Charles Monroe Kane, had set up. And Mary Morton was our first producer there for a little while to kind of get us on our feet. Many people know Mary Morton. She's been very big with all kinds of political political groups and
very
women's
involved.
Organizations
very
and gay and lesbian organizations here in Chicago. But shortly after Mary Morton came on board, we kind of got our first full-time producer, and that was Danica Milich, who... was one of our compadres, and we're real thrilled that she's on the line with us tonight. Hey, Danica, how are you?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey,
we're good. We're having a little toast to you tonight for getting us on our feet.
Well, that's a good thing because I'm sitting here with a spoon and some Breyers ice cream right now, so it's all good.
You're killing me.
You're killing us with
now
this.
Now I'm hungry.
So, what were your thoughts on Windy City Radio when you were kind of taking over the helm and the reins?
You know, we talked about going through a lot of different formats, and it's like Peter said, you know, I think Windy City Radio is it's fun, it's informative, it's a real venue for those individuals that may not be out, but are like, oh my God, there are people out there like me.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, we really tried to cover everything. We did everything from, you know, gay priest scandals to, you know, every musician that came in town that we felt was really relevant to speak to and have on the radio and book them. So we were a little bit of everything for everybody, and that's always what we wanted to do, I think.
Yeah. And what do you have any memory of you know, an interview or somebody or trying to land somebody that you wanted to get on the show? Because that's always a hard part. I mean, people maybe don't understand that the producer's really trying to, you know, cast the flavor each week. Of who's
I like the fact that I had the big porn star guy. Was it John Holmes? I flagged the fact that I had a cell number, and I was setting up a phone, an interview, you know, setting him up to be on the radio and doing it, you know, calling him and stuff. And he's like, hey, I got to go. Call me back on my cell. I got to go pick up my kid from school.
Oh, wait, Jeff Stryker. Jeff Stryker.
Jeff Stryker. Is that
Jeff Stryker.
Yeah, okay. So I'm like, you know, okay.
Just as big.
I'm like, you know, so I come out into the office, and I'm like, I've got Jeff Stryker's cell number. You know, I knew that I had made it at that point.
Yes.
So that's probably what, yeah, my mother would be so proud. It's one of my fondest memories.
The porn stars.
Yeah. And
he probably had to change that number about 3 weeks later.
Right.
Denise was making a little side
money.
All
her little friends,
would you like Jeff Stryker's number here? It's $100.
Don't mind those bumper stickers.
That's how we stayed in the black girl for so many years, was selling that number.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And
I'm real excited for you guys for the queer podcast. I think that's awesome. I think it's going to reach a lot more people. You know, not that we weren't reaching enough, but I think, like, again, you know, what you both have said is, you know, it's kind of anonymous. It's going to have people tap in that may not have turned on the radio before for fear of maybe other people listening.
Right.
So I think it's going to help, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, you'll actually be able to call in and cuss Denise. I know you don't ever do that.
Oh, but, never.
But you could just call in and, you know.
Right.
You know,
just,
I'm a shy flower, you
she
know.
She is. She's a delicate fleur.
Yeah. Oh, I know you guys got a lot more people to talk to besides me. So I just want to say good luck. I'll be listening, and I hope other people will as well.
Thank you so much.
All
Thank
right,
you.
We'll see you guys up
much
and
love.
Down the streets, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
We will. We are still going to be having a lot of events and parties and, you know.
So much going on. So much going
on. All of that will continue, you know, with us out on the beat. But we appreciate Denise and all that she did to get us on our feet. And she's always a friend. So I'm sure she's going to go right now to WindyCityCareerCast.com and click two buttons and subscribe.
And subscribe.
It's just that easy. Hey, folks, we're going to take a quick break. But, you know, we're going to be thanking some people throughout the
all
night.
All throughout the show.
And one of the people, well, it's not a person actually, but want to thank, you know, every Sunday night you hear us thank Maiderville Studios.
Yes.
And that's Marty, Lisa, and Katie. And these gals have really just, you know, they when we needed to record something years ago when the technology was not maybe quite at our fingertips quite so much, you know, we went to their cool rock and roll, because, you know, they're the Stewed Tomatoes, and we would go to their cool studio, and, you know, they hooked us up with so many great live interviews with Rufus when he was in London in his recording studio, and Megan Mullally and Sandra Bernhardt. And I have such fond memories of the wild contraptions we had to do to, like, call the phone and put the phone near the microphone. And, you know, it was all crazy good stuff. But those gals have really been dedicated and devoted to us, and will continue to be. And we just want to give a big shout out and lots of love. Check out thestewedtomatoes.com. Check them out. Support local queer music and support our ladies. They got a lot of class. So.
Yes.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. More phone calls. You're welcome to give us a call. 312-591-WCKG. 312-591-9254. Not a whore. but, you know, those can call in, too. As we're signing off the air and on the net, Peter taking us to the great beyond.
And we'll be back in just a second.
At the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. My parents keep on telling me, just being here is winning.
What does it take to get into the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee? It takes confidence.
I'm taking it all. You're all going down.
It takes dedication.
I only sleep 3 hours a night.
It takes family values.
I'd just like to thank my father for teaching me that being an adopted, half-Jewish, mixed-race child with two gay dads is all it's cracked up to be.
And now, it only takes one phone call to get into Chicago's very own production of Broadway's Tony Award-winning musical comedy. Spelling Bee is now playing at the Drury Lane Theater, Water Tower Place. So call 312-902-1400 or go to Broadway in Chicago. .com today.
Putnam County Spelling.
Thank you, parents. We hope you enjoyed the fifth graders' orchestra recital.
What if wherever you went, you got more than you were expecting?
Hi, Daddy!
Hey, thanks for watching the kids.
Anytime.
How were they?
Good.
No problems?
Nope. Oh, and I taught Noah his multiplication tables, and I've got Wendy reading Shakespeare.
At LaSalle Bank, we think more is precisely what you should expect. More responsiveness, more service, more convenience. In a word, more.
Hey, Billy.
Hi, Mr. Schmidt.
What are you doing in the bushes?
Oh, I was getting your newspaper.
My newspaper?
Yeah, I must have been off balance when I threw it and I totally missed the porch.
Oh.
I just didn't want you to have to go looking for it.
Thanks, Billy.
And with any luck, our philosophy will catch on everywhere. LaSalle Bank, making more possible. LaSalle Bank N.A., member FDIC.
From Will and Grace.
I've been all around the world.
Oh my God.
Had my pick of any.
You're Big Liz.
You'd think I'd be happy, but I'm not.
And when I'm in Chicago, I always tune in to Windy City Radio.
Everybody knows my.
Coming up, we're coming out, we're coming on to the web. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick. And yes, 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 we are going off the air and on the net. And we have with us a listener who I believe was with us for a very long time. Hi, Richard, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Hey, how are Richard.
You? Hi. It's just so sad to see you go from one media, I don't know, and then to go into another part of the new 21st century. And I'm a 20th century person, so you know, I could just take you and put you on my head and ride my bike all the way downtown and back and along the lakefront when you were on in the morning.
Yeah.
Mm.
And now I was with you when you were in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And now in the evenings on FM, I was surprised and delighted when you got back on the air.
Yeah.
And now you're going to the computer.
We are.
We're now anywhere you want us to be, baby.
We're moving around.
We want to be all those places with you. Morning, noon, and night, on the bike path, on Lakeshore Drive. Mm-hmm. We don't want you to be without us, Richard.
And are you going to be on 24 hours?
Well, go ahead, Peter.
You can hop on the web, and you can listen to us anytime, because the shows are going to be posted on the web. We're going to do two a week, and they're going to be posted on the web. You can listen to them anytime.
At least two a week.
At least two a week. Or you can download them and save them on your computer and listen to them whenever you want. Or if you have one of those little gizmos, you can toss it on there, and you can take it right with you on your bike ride anywhere. So we're going to be all over. It's at WindyCityQueercast.com. You'll be able to find us. I promise we're going to keep going for you.
And you know what's so great, Richard, is that why we love this idea, and I was just hearing that promo with Megan Mullally, that interview, she had gone to the chiropractor, and she called me. We had a call time for the interview, and she was on her cell phone, and she was like, Amy, I'm just driving home from the chiropractor. Can I call you when I get home? What kind of time crunch are you on? And I was like, Megan, I got all the time in the world. So she goes, I'll call you in 5. She talked to me for 35 minutes.
Wow.
It was a really long conversation. Well, we can't air all of that, but with the podcast, you'll get to hear Megan Mullally, you know, kicking her shoes off, talking to me all night long.
Right.
Literally, it was one of the longest interviews I've ever done. It may have been longer than 35 minutes. And it just frees us up, you know, to like have so much more. So I can't tell you how appreciative I am that you've been listening to us since the earliest days. That's just fantastic.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you again.
Hey, Richard.
Yes.
Tell me, what's been unique to you about radio? Like, what's kept you listening? Is it actually hearing, like, gay voices?
Well, that too, but it's the diversity that you can get on the radio as opposed to what used to be on television.
Yeah.
It was much more narrow,
your
options on television. But I like to think, I like to listen, I like to feel good.
Yeah.
I like the whole gambit.
And did you ever have an interview you really loved or something you really loved? I mean, there have been a lot of hosts. You've probably heard them all.
Say that again?
Is there like an interview or something you really remember or a radio show that you remember? I don't mean to put you on the spot.
Oh, my God. You're going back into the 90s.
See, me too, baby. I can't remember yesterday.
I know.
But just the ambience of the whole thing. So it just went off, especially when you're doing them on a daily basis. It was like having your lunch with you guys or having your breakfast and then starting on.
Well, we're working toward that, Richard.
Yeah,
you start telling your friends to listen. The more people we have listening, the more we can probably be at, you know, move to a daily show again, which is what we want.
We would love it.
Do you have any type of cards that I can you know, give out to people? Or
we do, Richard. Why don't we get your address from Lennox? We'll put you on hold here, and we'll get your address. We'll send you out some of our QueerCast cards and tell
That'll
all your friends
great.
To go to WindyCityQueerCast.com, two clicks, and subscribe.
That'll be great.
Richard, thank you for all your devotion and years.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you for everything that you've done for our city and for our community.
Will, I appreciate you. That so much.
Okay.
Hey, somebody else with us is the editor and guru of Night Spots magazine, who also was one of our earliest guests once we went to FM to CKG, Kirk Williamson. How are you, Kirk?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We are so excited to be talking to you.
Well, I feel like this is really a part of history, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Oh
well,
I need tissue. There's no tissue
there's
in the
no
studio.
Tissue. I know we've already had like, you know, before the show started, we had to have like our Madonna before the last concert like ring, you know,
celebration.
Say some, you know, we had to praise, you know, whatever we praise,
exactly.
And do the circle. So it wasn't a circle jerk; it was just a circle.
Dirty,
but we can do the circle jerk actually on the podcast.
Now that I'm here.
Ooh.
So, you know, and this being your last show, I really have to fight the temptation to say something really inappropriate. I know if ever going to do it, now would be the time.
No. We've got a big candy red button.
We can still be fined, baby.
Okay. Yes. I'll wait until the podcast.
Exactly. What would you really love to see us do on podcast or interview that we have not done yet on the radio that you feel like we can do now on the podcast?
Let it out, girl.
Well, I can't think of a specific interview, but I would like to hear more, like, things going on from the bars, like whether it be, you know, Taz's show, Ed Hydrate, you know, you're there, you're sitting there and giving, like, running commentary on the show or something fun like that.
Well, we're going to have a Steamworks microphone eventually, so.
Oh, my goodness.
That's going to be scary. And I'm really hoping to actually go to a spa when I interview Sandra Bernhardt in September. I'm hoping to be wrapped in mud while Peter interviews.
Right. Wrapped in mud.
Or records the interview of which I'm trying to interview her.
Mummified with Sandra.
That's what I'm hoping.
Sounds like a blast.
I'm putting it out in the universe. Well, Kirk, you know, everybody should pick up Night Spots magazine.
They should, because I got to pay the bills.
He's got to pay the bills. And they look so fabulous all during the gay games.
You.
Just like, that magazine has grown in the same way that the radio is growing. And you put so much work into that every week. So I hope you will keep us kind of in tune with what's going on in the Chicago beat so we can, you know, keep the show. We want to keep it, you know, Chicago, but also for the entire world.
Honey, you know I'm here for you.
Oh. Well, we always appreciate it.
And you, Kirk is the people, for people who don't know, Kirk is the person who makes me sound like I know how to write, because I'm one of the columnists in Night Spots. I really can't write anything. I just sort of type something and fling it at him, and he makes it sound like a masterpiece. So.
Well, you know what? Compared to a lot of my other columnists, you're up there on the top of the list.
Oh, I have a mental hard on now. Thank you, honey.
Aww.
That's what I'm here for, to stimulate you.
Ooh.
Well, we'll take you up on that once we go to this QueerCast, because we got to show how kinky this Peter Maverick is.
I'm saying.
Oh, Lord.
For real.
Let the beast out of the cage.
There you go. It's Kirk Williamson from Night Spots magazine. Thanks for calling us, Kirk.
Thank you, Kirk.
You guys. You have a good night and good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Love you.
Love you. And you know what's really fascinating is that I was talking earlier about when my old lesbi gay days, I met Julie Mosier. Julie Mosier has gone on. And I remember it was during the lesbi gay days that she came up to me and said, Matheny, we're going to do this black bra party. Kathleen and I are going to like have a huge women's party. We want you to host it. And I thought they were insane. I didn't have any kind of concept of what they were throwing.
And then what kind of black bra am I going to wear?
Oh my God. Honey, I got five of them.
Oh.
But I had costume changes and headdresses. But Julie Mosier's been there since the very beginning of when I was kind of, you know, getting my teeth in this whole radio world. And we're thrilled to have her with us tonight. Hey, Julie, how are you?
I'm doing phenomenally. And you guys?
Oh,
we're
so happy.
We're so happy.
So happy to have you with us, honey. Thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Sure. I feel like it's a birthday party or something.
It is.
I know I should be sad in some aspect, but
no.
I'm not. I feel like this is...
It's a brand new day. It's the dawn of a brand new day. That's what's going on. We're giving birth to something new.
Right on. And yes, Matheny, I was there to see you in all those costume changes.
She was all those costume changes. So now you remember the early days of AM. You know, why do you think gay radio is still relevant? I mean, why are people, you know, still loving to hear, you know, gay people on the radio?
Well, I just think for me, like, even with Lesbi Gay, it was the first station that I ever listened to before I came out when I lived in this little teeny tiny town of 4,000 people. So it's a really important part, and I think it is for everybody to stay in tune that aren't in the city or aren't in the scene, and I think it's going to be that much more important now that you're podcasting because everyone can access you.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Absolutely. And I have to say, one of my favorite memories of you was we got you on the radio. Do you remember when we got you on the radio at Les Baguets?
I don't know which time. Hopefully it's not the first.
No. You were on, I believe you were on with your mother for Mother's Day.
That's right.
Our Mother's Day show. And do you remember anything about that? I just remember.
I do.
Yeah, tell me what you remember. Because this was a big thing.
It was a huge thing, actually, even for me personally, because my mom had never said any of those things to me. It was the first time that she actually came out and verbalized her feelings about, you know, that how okay it was and how my family accepted me and that they realized that I'm still the same person, that, you know, the person that I am doesn't change, just the information they know about me does. And that was a lot for me to hear. And I heard that on the radio for the first time in my life. So it was amazing for me.
I'm still going to cry.
I have to say right now, note to self, Peter, we need to do the Mother's Day and Father's Day show. Because when we did those on Les Baguets Radio, they were, to me, the most powerful shows we ever did. I cannot even tell you how powerful that was. And it was powerful because, you know, in the same way, like, I think a lot of people adopted, like, Sharon Glass on Queer as Folk as that character, it allowed other people to kind of adopt people's parents if their parents weren't as supportive or they weren't out to their parents, to actually hear that parents, you know, had acceptance in their heart, you know, for their gay children. So
such beautiful things.
Julie, you've got a lot of stuff coming on. Give us a real quick plug about your next big event with Chicks Mix.
Next big event is August 9th at Victor Hotel, and it's called Bella Fuegas.
Ooh.
And it's a fire-spinning, belly-dancing, tribal kind of thing. Very sexy. Probably one of the sexiest and most different things that we've done.
There you
go. Aside from Black Bra.
Fire.
Yeah, and then we're at Circuit the third Friday in August throwing a black and white party.
Ooh. Are you gonna play like Ebony and Ivory, or are you gonna play Michael Jackson's "You're Black, You're White"?
Those will be the closing songs of the night.
Yes, Peter and I will dance to this.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be there.
Oh, good.
Although we're
both
pretty white, so Lennox will be behind us, jumping up and down. He just did. He just jumped from our little sound booth where he's answering the phone. Seriously. Julie, thanks so much for all the years, and we keep us abreast of what's going on in the women's community. And you know, let us know when you got something fabulous you want to have on the Queercast.
Oh, I got lots to come to you, Messini. And Peter,
yes,
I know
baby.
How beautiful you look just from always seeing you. So,
oh my God, Julie Mosier.
I'm missing your wonderful hair right now.
She's so sweet. Well, I have Fridays off, honey, so I'm going to come and see you from now on. I promise. You better be
great.
At Circuit.
Then you are always on my guest list, honey. And you are my personal date in the back room.
Let's do it.
Like I said, Peter's getting all raw and real. That's what's happening with him going
on
the web.
Is. Let you know.
Thanks, Julie.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey, we just mentioned him, so I should give a little shout out to him because he's gonna come on here in just a little bit. But before he comes, I have to gush about him a little bit, and that's Lennox the intern.
Yeah,
Lennox came on board with us not too long after our stint on Windy City Radio. We got this email. I got this email from this kid. Or I didn't know who it was. I thought he was like 12 or something. He was like, he had so much exuberant energy. I was like, you can't be that old because we all get real tired and jaded quick. But he was like, I listen to your show and I want to be your intern. Aww. And I remember I turned to Kathleen. I was like, what are we going to do with an intern? What are we? And, you know, I finally just went, let's just call him up and let's just see and invite him in and let him watch what we do. And he has become such an integral part of what we do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, giving us his Lennox tip of the week. And that is not going away. Lennox will continue to give us his tip of the week all throughout the podcast. And hopefully his role will grow, too, as we grow.
Yeah. I feel like he's the youth in the office.
He is.
I feel like he keeps the fresh young eye. And it's his tips of the week. My God, I've used like 90% of them.
Yep.
I go to what he tells me to
the
go to.
The other 10
and I've never,
I did.
I've never, okay, there you go. So we've got
we've
him
used
covered.
Them all.
100%. 100%.
And I don't feel like I have anything to teach him anymore, but I'm glad that he hangs around. So.
I do, honey. He needs to.
Well, you
got
a lot
to tell him about.
But we're going to take a really quick break.
Really quick.
We still got a lot of people to talk to. We're going to take a quick break,
we'll be
back after this.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Edible Underwear Maker.
Mr. Edible Underwear Maker.
Your true genius combined two of man's favorite things, panties and food.
I can taste it now.
They're a snack. They're underwear. They're a snack and underwear. Brilliant.
Two treats in one.
Gorgeous grape. Rock my world raspberry. Bodacious banana.
26 flavors.
And nothing says, I want you, like a man with a mouthful of underpants.
I want you, baby.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Edible Underwear Maker. Because thanks to you, when it comes to panties, extra large means extra yummy.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Diplomat Pharmacy introduces the HIV/AIDS Care Pack. It puts the right dose at your fingertips. Each pill cup contains all the pills you need at no extra charge. Call Diplomat toll-free at 866-500-6500. That's 866-500-6500. Or check out DiplomatPharmacy.com for more info.
Hi, this is Cindy Lauper, and you're listening to Windy City Radio. Everyone knows this Wednesday. No, Cindy!
Find out what happened before Dorothy dropped in at Wicked, Chicago's newest smash hit musical, and the untold story of the Witches of Oz.
Popular, I know about popular.
Popular, USA Today calls Wicked a triumph. And Time Magazine writes, if every musical had the brain, the heart, and the courage of Wicked, Broadway really would be a magical place. Now, this Grammy Award-winning blockbuster has cast its spell over Chicago. Wicked, at the Ford Center for the Performing Arts Oriental Theater.
And nobody in all of Oz, no wizard that there is or was, is ever gonna bring me.
Call 312-902-1400 or visit BroadwayInChicago.com today. Because the longer you wait, the longer you'll wait to see Wicked.
And you are listening to the last FM Windy City Radio show. We are now Windy City Queercast at WindyCityQueercast.com. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick. And we're going to have right now with
phones
us.
Phones are lighting up. So I know.
It's like a Christmas tree on here. We have with us Richard Knight Jr. Richard, how are you doing?
Am I finally on with my tatalas?
Hello, baby.
My goodness, it's been so long.
Boy. It is, and we will have Richard back with us much times on the Queercast, telling us what's going on in the film world. He has been our film critic and our friend, and we so miss you.
Oh, I miss you guys, too. You're both so cute and sexy and hot and fun.
We love you. This is why we keep them around.
Right, exactly.
And the best is I can call it from my house.
I know.
Right?
Isn't that good?
Isn't that perfect?
I just finished my column. I'm like, oh, my God, I got to go call those guys now.
This is exactly right. This is how it all works, you know. It's so fantastic that we'll be able to use, give you kind of like a monthly look at the movies with Richard.
Yeah.
Tell us everything's coming out on DVD. We look so forward to it. Richard, any favorite thoughts over the past years of being on with us?
Oh, my gosh. What can I say? You know, Amy, I have also a life as a performer.
Yep.
So the first time that I came on with you, I was so terrified because I always get the tremors so badly. And you, I just have to give you your props, baby. You guided me through that and made it such a pleasure for me. So I'm glad to have a chance to publicly really thank you for...
Aww.
You know, pulling this neophyte through that whole little experience.
Oh, well, I just love sharing the mic with you, and I'm so glad we'll be able to do it with much more abundance now that we're not limited on time. It's the thing about the podcast world.
Absolutely.
It's very exciting. Peter, it's great to hear your voice again after a long time.
So
you know,
nice to chatter with you.
We're kind of representing the middle-aged, the elder gay men here. We don't get out quite like we used to, you know.
Well, and if you're saying your age like I am, you know, I was trepidatious about this whole podcasting, queercasting thing. I'm trying to. This is the last time I'm going to say them on the onomatopoetic. I'm going to say big words now.
She's nothing but 25.
Sacagawea. They're going to get really big. Supercala, no. But you know, it's really so simple. You go to WindyCityQueercast.com and two clicks the button, and you're getting our shows. Just whenever you turn your computer and open your iTunes or open your MP3 player. So we hope that you will join us, Richard, and
yeah,
we know we will be using
will.
You all the time.
Amazing and brilliant, and it's such an exciting time for gays at the movies. I can't tell you. It gets more and more and more. I just this weekend talked to Armistead Maupin, one of our gay cultural icons, with this fabulous movie coming out next week. It is just a really exciting time for us in the movies, let me just say that.
Well, speaking of Armistead, we just gave Lennox Tales of the City as one of his, you know, gifts tonight. A thank you gift.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
This is what we try to do. You know, we try to bring the young up to those of us who feel
good.
Older.
We got to mentor like crazy. Absolutely. That's what he said to me in the interview.
Well, Richard, we will get you. We will record you very soon here in the next couple of weeks, you know, and try to get you on one of our first original Queercasts.
Great. It will be my pleasure.
All right, Richard, have a great week. Thanks for
you
calling
too.
In.
Congratulations on the new venture.
Thank you.
Okay.
Baby. And we're going to take one more quick call before Lynx has to come to his tip of the week. But this guy also is coming with us to the world of the Queercasting. He's going to...
And he is a Windy City Radio voice.
He is
one of the folks who's been with us on Windy City Radio.
He is.
And he will continue to be with us on the Windy City Queercast.
Now, you might not know, but in Night Spots, he is seen as Pubert, our porn guy. But we know him best as Jerry Nunn, and he is brother to Terry Nunn of Berlin, if you listen to that interview. Jerry Nunn, how are you, sweetheart?
I'm great. I'm so glad I got through the line. There's a big line to get in a radio show tonight.
We are popular.
I know. It's like Circus of the Gay Stars. I couldn't get through.
The tumblers just
left.
It's
like, so you think you can dance an American Idol when you're trying to vote. You're trying to vote.
Yeah.
Jerry, you're going to be our guy that's going to tell people, like, what's up, what's fun, what's coming out. It's kind of the way I started in radio, because I started out as the What's Happening girl for Les by Gay Radio. You're kind of not going to be, we don't know. Yeah. Exactly. Rerun. But,
I think the Jerry Potter name is going to be kind of fun, you know.
I love it.
Jerry Potter's picks.
They're Jerry Potter's picks.
And, you heard it here first.
And tell us, Jerry, like, you know, you're just a fan. It's what I love about you. Like, you're just a fan of it all. If it's gay and it's cool and it's happening.
Yeah,
so,
I'm there. I'm there, baby. I am there.
Yeah. So, like,
give us a little something.
Give us a little something that you're excited about coming up.
Oh, my God.
Besides subscribing to WindyCityQueercast.com.
Well, you know, we've made it through Madonna.
Yeah.
We've made it through the gay game.
Yeah.
You know, Market Days is next weekend. Everyone's going to be out, which would be great. We could do some recordings there, I think.
Yep.
And Pet Shop Boys are coming, so I definitely want to get an interview with them, and we'll have to get that on our show and everything. So there's a lot of great things just coming up, definitely.
Any DVDs coming out that you know of, or CDs that you're excited about?
Concerts you're
looking forward to?
I'm going to Shakira in a few weeks, so
you
know her hips don't lie.
No, they
don't. We have to check those out. But I've seen her before, and she's great.
Jerry Nunn, I live vicariously through you. I'm just way too tired, but I live vicariously through you.
Honey, you can keep up. It's great. You know, it's the life.
Jerry Potter's picks will be with us on our Queercast Weekly, and we are thrilled to have you with us tonight. Thanks, Jerry,
so much. Okay, have a great night. Thank you.
So we have got to go real quickly. Well, actually, can I wish somebody a happy
birthday?
Because I'm seeing somebody
it.
Who's called in. We've got a Deborah Mel on line one, who is celebrating her birthday today. And many of you know her. She's a huge activist in the gay community. She has been fighting for the federal marriage amendment. Mm-hmm. She has been arrested with her father, standing up for our rights. And it's also her birthday. So happy birthday, Deb Mel.
Thank you.
And you know what? She's a radio listener, the Deborah Mel. She is.
Hey.
Deborah?
Yes.
What do you think about radio? Why do you listen to radio so much? I know you're a radio fan.
I am. I'm a Howard Stern fan. But second to him, Amy and Peter, you guys are the best.
Yeah.
I love it.
He makes millions of zillions of dollars.
Right.
Yes.
Is my stock
and you're
going
on
up?
Your way.
Right? And then Amy just steals everybody's money at poker. So.
Yeah. I just want a little money at Deb's poker party.
You should see the wad in her purse.
And then hey, money.
I don't condone illegal gambling. I just want to say that.
She does not condone it. She does not. We didn't play for money.
She just stole it.
We played
it.
Strip
That's
poker.
All.
We played strip poker. I just got all
Ooh,
the clothes.
That's why she came in a thong.
I want to reiterate what that previous caller said. You two are hot.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Deb. And Deb, what are you? You know, you're really passionate about a lot of things and getting the community around, you know, activism. How has the radio helped in getting the word out and activism in the gay community?
Well, I think it's been extremely beneficial. You guys do a great job getting the word out, and my favorite episode of your show was obviously the one that when I was interviewed.
Yes.
But other than that, it's just, I mean, you guys do a great job, and I'm really excited for you to go to podcasting, and I think it's going to be a great thing.
Fantastic. Well, we hope that you'll join us and keep us, on the political path, knowing what's going on and how we can help affect change for you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right, Deborah Mel, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right, we have to do Linux's tip of the week
we
really quick, but they're short and fun and sweet. So if you're still holding, please hold. We know we've got a lot of callers.
Yes.
And our number is 312-591-WCKG. We just need a few minutes to get Linux out here. Plus, tonight, we haven't even told you this, and if you're listening, oh, my God. And if you called in already, like Richard and all of you, you can still win.
Sure.
We have tickets to Patti LuPone in Gypsy at Ravinia August 12th. We have one pair of lawn, one pair of pavilion.
Nice.
This is when you see her, and the fact that she does not articulate any consonants. You can see the jaw just dangle as she sings.
Just swaying to and fro.
To and fro. So give us a call, 312-591-WCKG. The phones may ring for a little while because Linux answers them, and he's talking.
Right.
So you might want to wait. Just hold on. Yeah. Don't dial yet for Linux.
Yeah.
But you can dial in if you want to talk. But we're giving away Patti LuPone tickets here in just a minute. Now it's time for Linux and his last FM tip of the week.
Ow. 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 Ow.
And we're back here on Windy City Radio, turning into the Windy City Queer Cast.
Before your eyes.
Right before your eyes, or your ears, or something like that. I'm Peter Maverick.
I'm Amy Matheny, and that music will continue to always mean Linux the Intern is with us.
I just feel like singing Ebony and Ivory right now.
Not
you
get your neck, your
I love
you
that song. I love that.
That's great.
She was channeling him at the moment.
No, that's scary. Get out of my body. Get out of my body, boy. Oh, Linux McGee.
Hey,
how
guys.
Are you?
It's been a music weekend. I went to the Pitchfork Music Festival.
Oh, you did?
Yes,
awesome.
You told us you were going.
I didn't find my next Coldplay, but I did find some really good groups that are going to be
good.
And they're going to be called the Future Heads, which is a UK group.
Nothing dirty and punish about that. The Future Heads.
Matthew Dare is going to be great, too. He has a really nice voice. And this group called Spoon, which is amazing. So if you didn't get a chance to check out the Pitchfork Music Festival, check it out next year. It was a good time. A lot of people were there.
Uh-huh.
Nice beer. And all that good stuff.
Hot.
It was hot and steamy. Yeah.
It was hot and steamy.
And sweating, too.
So, Linux, are you excited about moving? We're kind of
so
getting
excited.
Young and hip now here with
I
the
know.
Whole
I'm such a podcast nerd. I listen to NPR, All Things Considered, Wait, Don't Tell Me, on podcasts every day of my life.
Yep.
So, it's an exciting move for me and for us, too. So.
Big list. Look, iTunes, full of podcasts.
I know.
We've got all the queer casters that we're friends with now that all know and welcoming us. And you were saying, you know, you talk to all our callers every week, and sometimes you're just going, you're caller one, you're
call
caller two.
Right.
but you really get to kind of touch more of like who all, you know, who all our listeners are, how far they call from, you know. Mm-hmm. We really have been reaching a wide cross-section.
Yeah, definitely. We get a huge base of people from all these different states that we listen to.
But you were saying that we had a caller with a comment. Why don't you tell us?
Yeah, Vicky called in, and she was saying that she's a little upset that we're going to move to podcasting because we lose that intimacy and that connection because we're live,
right.
Which is understandable because when we're live, we know it's more flavorful and we can, you know, communicate that way. But she's concerned about our connection or intimacy that we have with our audience being lost.
Vicky, I'm not live. I'm actually a robot, and Peter has created
turn her
me.
Off.
She has a LAN cable coming out of her
right.
ear.
I am not alive, and actually, I'm not a lesbian. Can I just come out right now and say I'm actually straight, and Josh and I have been having an affair for 3 years.
I've built the female hell right next to me.
It's
her name
exactly
is Amy.
Right. It's exactly right.
No, Vicky, honestly, please do not worry. I swear to you, we're going to be able to give you even more live stuff. I promise. What we're going to be doing with the podcast is sitting down and chatting even more, and we're not going to have any time constraints, and we're still going to be topical, and we're still going to be timely. And with the podcast, we're actually going to be able to take you places that you've never been able to go before. We're bound by these four walls right now in this little tiny studio, and we're going to be able to take you out into the streets to interact with people and to really get out there. And it's such a two-way street, because on WindyCityQueercast.com you can comment on the shows, you can email us, you can still keep in touch with us. We're going to have a phone number where you can call and you can leave comments for us, and you can chat with us, and we'll play them on the and we'll play them on the air. And so we say we're going off the air and on the net, but really it means we're leaving a small room and we're walking into a huge arena right now.
Definitely.
We've really got so much good stuff in store for you. So I promise you, fear not, girly, honey.
You're gonna have more content. It's gonna be more live than you ever imagined.
There is gonna be so much queer in your ear. You're not even gonna be able to stand it. I promise.
Yeah, and if you think, like, once again, I mean, I'm kind of repeating this a lot because I don't want anybody to be scared of it. It can't be easier.
I mean,
my mother and my father are not young. I know they had me when they were 55. But my mother has good loins.
Amy's 83. She had a vocal cord lift.
Exactly.
That's why she sounds so young.
But seriously, I mean, you do need a computer. You need a computer, but that's it. And it's two clicks. It's free.
So simple.
You can tell your friends about it. And what's great is that, you know, we're going to be able to be very current. If a big news story hits, Peter and I can have it automatically in your computer. If some wonderful thing happens or something tragic happens, if it's big news, we'll be able to have it to you. We won't have to wait till Sunday to talk about it. We'll be able to talk to you about it within an hour of it happening. If a big story comes down, you know, Madonna's actually been a man all these years, and we discovered that, or whatever, you know.
I thought Guy was gay.
Or whatever. I don't know what it will be. But the biggest stories, we're going to be able to bring to you immediately.
Right away.
It's one of the things I miss about, you know, when we were on Lesbi Gay, we were on 5 days a week, and it was one of the things that really was fantastic was that, you know, I remember going through the Matthew Shepard trial, and we were there day by day as they walked out of that courtroom. We're going to have that immediacy around the really big stories, which is really, really great. So, Vicky, stay with us.
Stay with us, Vicky.
Don't have any contempt that this is not going to be better and bigger and more exactly what you want, because it's going to be. It's going to be a huge
thing. And when Amy gets mad, she can swear and say the F word.
I don't. What F word?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't program that into her yet.
Hey, thanks, Lennox.
No problem.
Thanks for telling us all the bands that you got to
see
and turning us on. And
we're going to see you on the internet.
We'll see you on the internet
definitely.
Next week.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Lennox still with us. Hey, let's take another quick call. You know, we have...
Call in for tickets now. Now is when you can call in if you want to win tickets to Patti LuPone.
Yep.
We have two pairs of tickets. One of them is on the lawn. One of them is in the pavilion.
Yep.
So please give us a call at 312-591-WCKG. That's 312-591-9254. And to the folks that are waiting on the phone, we will get to you in just a moment. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back.
On your feet for an evening with the Pet Shop Boys live. Friday, October 27th, on stage at the Chicago Theater. The Pet Shop Boys. Pick up their new album, Fundamental, in stores now. Featuring the hit, I'm With Stupid. The Pet Shop Boys in concert. Friday, October 27th, the Chicago Theater. Tickets are on sale now at the venue box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, online at LiveNation.com, Ticketmaster.com, or by phone at 312-559-1212. Don't miss the Pet Shop Boys in concert. The Pet Shop Boys, produced by Live Nation.
Find out what happened before Dorothy dropped in at Wicked, Chicago's newest smash hit musical, and the untold story of the Witches of Oz.
Popular, I know about popular.
Popular, USA Today calls Wicked a triumph. And Time Magazine writes, if every musical had the brain, the heart, and the courage of Wicked, Broadway really would be a magical place. Now, this Grammy Award-winning blockbuster has cast its spell over Chicago. Wicked, at the Ford Center for the Performing Arts Oriental Theater.
And nobody in all of Oz, no wizard that there is or was, is ever gonna bring me.
Call 312-902-1400 or visit BroadwayInChicago.com today. Because the longer you wait, the longer you'll wait to see Wicked.
And you're still listening to the Last FM Windy City Radio Show. Now, WindyCityQueercast.com. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick. And we're joined by some gals from the Windy City Opera who's been holding forever.
They've been holding
God.
Forever. And I have to say, they make sure we get paid. They both have.
Yes, honeys.
Megan started the baton rolling, and Cynthia has passed it to Cynthia.
Uh-huh.
As running our office like a well-oiled machine, these two ladies have throughout the past years, and keeping Windy City Radio healthy and happy. Megan and Cynthia. Hey, ladies, how are you?
Hi. Good.
Hi.
Are you toasting a cocktail to us?
We are.
Yeah, we're
okay,
sangria
good.
For you.
You're
all
having
right.
some sangria for us. We appreciate
it's
it.
It's fabulous.
So, so you guys have been with the radio show, and you're in a form that has kept us on the air.
Uh-huh.
What do you want us to do as we go to Queercast? What would you like to hear?
Well, I think that you guys are bringing Windy City Media Group into the future, and I think it's amazing. And I think, like you were just saying, that it's going to be so much more current and so much more live, and you're going to be covering stories as they happen. And I think it's really the future.
Yeah, and it's going to have, I think it's going to be like full coverage. So we're going to have more news because it can be recent and up to date, and plus all the fabulous guests. Plus, you know, just hearing you guys go on and on all the time, it's entertaining to me.
Aww. I just love them because they pay my bills.
I love them.
We're calling to check up on you guys.
And, yeah. And they're both hot. I mean,
they
the
are
girls
hot women.
That, oh my God, they're such hot women. Like, in my day job, the girls are not this pretty.
Yeah.
So.
I'm a lucky girl.
Money, you know?
Yeah. It's always impressive, especially when they just sign their little name on the dotted line.
Oh, it's so delicious.
Very exciting. Very exciting. So. Anything you guys have coming up? I know y'all are both very active with the National Organization of Women and many other organizations. Anything you want us to plug here the last time on FM?
Yeah, well, we have our largest annual event. It's called Women Who Dare. It's on September 7th at the Cultural Center.
Oh.
And we hope to see a lot of women from the community out to support us.
Great. Well, maybe we can put some information about that
absolutely.
On our WindyCityQueercast.com site. You know, we've got opportunities for people to get that information right on our
sure.
site.
Sure. So we not only give you the show, Vicky, we also give you links to all kinds of good stuff about the show.
That's exactly
so
right.
It's so easy. If you forget something, you can say, oh, I can go here and I can click on this, just like we just talked about at the Cultural Center. I'll put a little blurb in there and you'll be able to find out more information.
Thanks, ladies,
awesome.
For calling in.
And
we appreciate
waiting.
It.
I was so excited.
Thank you so
have
much.
Have a good night.
Take care.
Bye.
Hey, folks, you know, we tease about money, but money has kept us on the air.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, it's a lot of people that make our show happen. And I just want to thank our two sponsors who have been with us from the very beginning. I want to thank American Airlines, who have been great friends of the community. And I really have to thank Bud Light. The people of Anheuser-Busch have been supporting our radio show since day one, and we couldn't have done it without them.
Yeah,
at
absolutely,
all.
Absolutely. And looking back very quickly at some of the people who've been in this host chair, because I'm very blessed in the last few months that I've been the one to sit in it quite a bit. But I have to thank Jim Bennett. I did many
yes.
shows with Jim Bennett, and
he's
a brilliant guy. He's the best guy working on his feet that I've
yep.
ever been with. He's such a brilliant comic. You can check him out at Geico. He's always with them. They're always doing great things, and he's sharp as a tack. And I know you work with him for quite a while.
I did. I worked with Jim, and we always welcome Jim back. He was just with us a few weeks ago. So we love him, and know our listeners love him. We also have a couple of gals, Angelique Monroe and Tamale, who both were with us with great frequency. And Stephen Rader, executive director of Season of Concern and cabaret performer around town. We love having you on with us as well. And we have to kind of wrap this up really quickly.
Well, we do, but
folks.
I got to thank you, Amy Matheny. You have been, you are my guru.
Aww.
You are the person who has taught me how to talk into this microphone. And I came in sort of wild-eyed and full of energy. And thank you, thank you, thank you for making this happen.
Well, to you, I have to say thank you, and that your energy has rejuvenated me
and
is taking me somewhere that I've never been, which is not into a gay man's bedroom.
It's my second bedroom.
We may go there, but taking me into a new dimension, and I feel very honored to be sharing this journey with you.
I
want to turn and thank our straightforward op, Josh,
you,
who has
Josh.
Been with
thank
us
so
the entire time practically, and Mike, who was our original board op many years, a couple years ago, and all the folks here at CKG. And we want to thank Kathleen Alm, our producer, promotions director. Peter and I will be producing the shows, but she is going to help take this thing on a huge global level with parties and events and everything. And guys, get online.
Yes,
click
please.
And subscribe and tell your friends, like Richard was going to do earlier, our listener. And thank you, everybody. We've got to wrap it up.
We've got to head out here.
Off the air and on the net.
Off the air and on the net.
So, guys, this is it. This program is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light, always worth it.
And American Airlines, offering GLBT vacation packages at aa.com/rainbow.
And LaSalle Bank. LaSalle Bank, making more possible. That's our show for this week, and it's our last week on FM. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick. Join us now at our new home on WindyCityQueercast.com with multiple shows each week for you and a special surprise guest and giveaways all the time. There's going to be so much great stuff there.
So subscribe now, folks. Do not wait. If you're listening to it, subscribe now. It's free.
And come to the brand new day at WindyCityQueercast.com.
Bye-bye.
We don't know that we've been free somehow.
Get this podcast and more great ones like it on the High Performance Podcast Delivery Network from Podjo and Limelight Networks.
I love it.